I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas lawmakers on Monday released their first draft of a new congressional map that would largely protect incumbents while reducing the number of districts in which Black and Hispanic residents make up the majority of eligible voters. The map reduces the number of districts dominated by people of color, even though Texas gained two additional congressional seats and the population of Asian, Black, and Hispanic Texans outpaced white Texans over the last decade. Republicans constructed the map with incumbent protection in mind, a strategy that focused on bolstering vulnerable GOP seats rather than aggressively adding new seats that could flip from blue to red. However, the map does in fact strengthen Republican positioning overall in Texas, going from 22 to 25 districts that voted for Donald Trump in 2020. The number of congressional districts that voted for Joe Biden would shrink by one, from 14 to 13. Democrats who have been out of power for decades have attempted to make state elections more competitive, but the redrawing of congressional maps gives the GOP an opportunity to lock in their advantage for another decade. Texas's current 36-seat congressional delegation is made up of 23 Republican and 13 Democrats. Under the new map, Texas will have 38 congressional seats and 40 electoral votes in future presidential contests. The two new seats were drawn in Austin and Houston. The redrawing of district maps is intended to reflect population growth captured by the latest census. People of color accounted for 95% of the state's growth over the last decade. But in the new map, there's one less Hispanic majority district and zero districts with Black majority, and zero districts with a Black majority. The latest census results show Hispanic Texans nearly match the number of white Texans. This is only the first draft of the map, which is likely to change before it's passed by the Texas legislature and signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. So far, the Texas Senate has passed a bill limiting transgender participation in youth sports four separate times. The first three times, the bill stalled out and failed. Last week, Senate Bill 3 was approved by a Senate vote, with all but one Democrat voting no. It is now moved to the lower chamber and on Monday was referred to the House Public Education Committee. House Speaker Dade Phelan said the chamber would have the votes to pass the legislation should it head to the House floor. The bill would require public student athletes at K-12 public schools to play on sports teams that correspond with their assigned sex listed on their birth certificate that was issued at or near the time of their birth. The University Interscholastic League, which governs school athletics in Texas, already uses students' birth certificates to confirm their gender, and also accepts modified birth certificates a student may have gotten changed to align with their gender identity. SB 3 would end that acceptance. Opponents see the bill's language as divisive and dismissive of transgender children and their identities, alienating them when they may already endure bullying and mental health issues. This fall member drive, the Texas Tribune is trying to find 500 new readers to support our journalism. Are you one of them? Support our nonprofit newsroom at texastribune.org/give. Your gift will help us unlock $50,000 in matching funds from the Lowy Law Firm. Donate and double your impact at texastribune.org/give. That's texastribune.org/give. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Blockchain Summit. Join us in Austin to hear from senators, SEC commissioners, and policymakers about the ever-changing cryptocurrency markets. More at texasblockchainsummit.org.